nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Akimoda, All Workers Canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled, Burning and Shining Light.
Hallelujah.
It's important that we never allow the hurtful things that happened in our lives to overwhelm us. We should never let ourselves stay in the dust of pain and misery, but always be hopeful, irrespective of our experiences. That's the only way you win. Go on and cheer others up who are in pain. The Bible says that we should comfort those who require it with the same comfort with which we as heirs are comforted of God. And when you study in 2 Corinthians, reading from the first chapter, you find that's exactly what Paul did. He said, we were pressed beyond measure. We despaired even of life, with which we as heirs are comforted of God. And when you study in 2 Corinthians, reading from the first chapter, you find that's exactly what Paul did. He said, we were pressed beyond measure. We despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in our heirs. And we should believe in God who raises the dead. See, and by the Holy Spirit, they enjoyed that comfort of His glorious presence and ministered the same to those who were hurting. Hallelujah. So you can always be hopeful. You can always take a hold of the future and believe in winning. Amen. Genesis chapter number 1. Would you go there now? Genesis chapter 1. And beginning with verse 14, I read to you, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. You remember that? Verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them. And I want you to notice the terminology of Scripture as we read. In verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. 18, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Now I want you to notice that the Bible says that God made two great lights. He says the greater light to rule the day. Now, he didn't just say to shine in the day. He says to rule the day, to have dominion over the day. And then the lesser light to rule the night. I said, I want you to notice God's choice words as he speaks to us. So God made these two great lights. And he says, the greater one to rule the day and the lesser one to rule the night. And that he made the stars also. I want you to turn to Psalm 136. I want to quickly read to you from verse 1. Psalm 136. I'm reading from verse 1. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever." He's talking about our God, all right? "Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." Now, I read that to you just to introduce to you that those two great lights were the sun and the moon. Because in Genesis, he didn't say sun and moon. Just called them two great lights and said the greater one and the lesser one. But I wanted to show you in scripture that really the greater one was called the sun and the lesser one was called the moon. And then when we read in Genesis 1:16, he says the stars also. So he made the stars also. Praise God. And we did notice that the stars were to function in the night. Now, something very important about these two great lights is that one of them doesn't really have light of itself. The moon doesn't have light of itself. The moon shines from the light of the sun. It gets its light from the sun. So it reflects the light of the sun, really. It doesn't have its own light. So in a sense, the moon is not a light. But it is a light by the power of the sun. Isn't that wonderful? Now that's remarkable. So, who's really ruling both day and night? The sun. Praise God. It was significant because it was ruling the day and the night. And we also found out when we shared the word of God at the time that the word of God was the greater light. He says, "Thy word is truth." The word of God is the greater light. His word is the greater light.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Burning and Shining Light. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveol360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you, right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@level360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you. The Loveworld Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Loveworld Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Loveworld Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. think if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus is the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy at Akimoda. All workers canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Burning and Shining Light.
Hallelujah. When we got the message that the Word of God was the greater light, he says, thy word is truth. The Word of God is the greater light. His word is the real truth, the greater truth. I told you about different kinds of lights and different kinds of truths. And light stands for truth. So when you talk about the lesser light and the greater light, you're talking about lesser truths and greater truths. So if the lesser light was actually given light by the greater light, it means that the lesser light is ruled by the greater light. And so lesser truths are actually governed by greater truths. For example, when you come into Christ and you are born again, we talk about God healing your body if you got sick. It's a truth, but it is a lesser truth. You see that? It is a truth that God will heal you. And when you get healed and you testify and say, God healed me, it is a truth, but it is a lesser truth. Because there is a greater truth. And that greater truth is that now are we the sons of God. Are you following this? Now are we the sons of God. That means we are the sons of God now. And that the Spirit of God lives in us and vitalizes our physical bodies. He said, if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also vitalize your mortal body by his Spirit that lives in you. That is a greater truth. That means that your body is vitalized by God and there is no place for sickness. That means the greater truth is there shall be no sickness in the land. When you come into Christ, you come into a place called Christ. You come into Zion. You come into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem that is here now in the Spirit. You are in the kingdom now. You are an heir of God now. And he says all things are yours. You see, you may be asking God for a good business. You may be asking God for money. You know, asking God for all kinds of things. Those are lesser truths when God ministers them to you. Those are lesser truths when you decree that it's coming to you. You're going to have it. It's going to happen. Those are all lesser truths. There is a greater truth that declares that in the now of your life, all things are yours. Now, it takes spiritual understanding to come to that point in your life where you function in the greater truth. You're not going to be asking, oh God, make it possible for me to have this. Make it possible for me to do this. Oh God, open this door for me. You know, all those kind of things will not be in your prayer when you understand and function in the greater light. And what God wanted us to do was to begin to study more God's word, understand it, digest it, and find our place in that greater light. because there was much more to come. Oh, it doesn't matter what your experiences might have been. You might have gone through certain things, but it was because who you really were. You didn't know that you were functioning, you were supposed to function in the greater light. You didn't know. He says the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He does tell us something, that when you function in the lesser light, you're going to have a night of your life. If you function in the greater light, you're going to have the day of your life. And many Christians have been functioning by the lesser light. And so they live their lives in the night of life. In the night of life, there's a lot of difficulties. In the night of life, there's a lot of hardship. There's a lot of confusion in the night of life. And so things happen you don't understand. And you wonder why. There's a lot of wandering in the night of life. And how many Christians all over the world are experiencing the night of their life? Because they're functioning in the lesser truths. They're asking God for what already belongs to them. They function in the lesser light and therefore live in the night of life. But the greater light rules the day. It functions in the day. And when you begin to understand life in the greater light, you'll be amazed. You'll be in the day of your life. All things are made manifest by the light. Glory to God. Then you begin to understand that your body is only a house where you dwell, and that your body is not you. Your spirit takes dominion over your physical body because your body belongs to you. It's your house. You take dominion over it, and then you live a greater life. Praise God. No wonder he says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. So no matter what happens with you in life, you count it all joy. Why? Because you know you are a victor in this life. Because it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It becomes your daily confession. No matter the challenges, you just keep saying, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. It becomes your consciousness. You are not trying to make it happen. No, it is your life. We don't confess those things so that they will happen. No, we live there. Our confession establishes our understanding. We make the confession, the declaration of God's word. And it establishes our understanding of God's word. It makes that which we have understood stay. Then it works. Glory to God. God is guiding me to begin to help you understand how he really wants you to think. Because you're going to begin to journey in another level. The dike is being raised for you. And God wants you to know what your own responsibility is. Let me give you the thought this other way. Many times some people say, I've been a Christian for 25 years. I don't know what Christianity has done for me. I've been in the ministry for 25 years. I don't know what the ministry has done for me. I've had the Holy Spirit for 20 years. I don't know what he has done for me. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Christianity does not do anything for you. You don't ask, what has Christianity done for me? You ask, what have I done with Christianity? This Christianity that you have embraced, that you have received, what have you done with it? Don't say the word of God has not done anything for me. No, the word of God was given to you. What have you done with the word of God? What have you done with the ministry? This is the question you must answer. What you are going to do with your Christianity? What you are going to do with the word of God? What you are going to do with the ministry? What you are going to do with the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? The question, what are you going to do? Are you getting it now? Praise the Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want
Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Akimoda, All Workers Canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled, Burning and Shining Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.